Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Noise Radio. We just transitioned from the Marty Smith Show. We had a couple of issues early on, but GRX and I worked it out. And so now we're going to get into this, and he'll probably call back live. He's getting his chops ready because we plan to go at it hard and heavy at the 12:30 hour. Okay. 12:30, we'll have Real Talk, Real Game. But let's open this up with one of my favorite tracks from Miles, directed by Quincy Jones, Poplicity.
Thank you.
Man, I stumbled upon this CD. I think I might have bought this in Colorado. I used to have a particular store I'd go to in Denver, Colorado, and they'd sell all these bulk CDs for a dollar. And I'd get off the plane, hook up with my partners. It's when I worked at State Farm, I met them in Chicago. So I hook up with my partners, and then we in Denver, because they had the kind. So what we found was that we had a lot in common. As we close out this year on this show, and this is a new show, this successful format has proved to work. I normally load three songs, and for the last couple of shows, I've just been playing music and very, very little verbiage, and I just feel better about it. What do you think?
I think that'll work. I mean, we got tons and tons of music. I mean, more music than we can ever think on vinyl, so, you know.
Yeah, really, really, really. And
you know, and some of the stuff that we have on vinyl will never make it to CD, so... You're playing tracks that, like the John Coltrane, yeah, you got it on CD, but I bet it's hard to find.
That track is hard. That 19-minute track is hard to find. I have several versions of John Coltrane on, but this particular 19-minute song or version is rare to find on vinyl, first off, and rare
which,
to find
which
on
Which song is that?
My Favorite Things.
I may have that on vinyl.
Well, the 19-minute version?
Yes.
Okay, well, check it out. Look for it. Let me know. I mean, I'm looking at the CD. It says John Coltrane, Our Favorite Coltrane. So it was probably, it was a reissue in 2007.
Okay. But I think I have that.
So if
you know, I've got a heavy collection of John Coltrane.
Well, if it was reissued in 2007, there's no way I got this one from Denver, Colorado in 1991. But I did pick up some Coltrane on CD in Denver way back. But I've lost a lot of those collections. Yeah, I think at one point we do want to infuse vinyl into this show. It makes sense. But since we're uploading our digital track to their server so it'll sound crisp, that makes it even more complicated because, you know, it's hard to – some cases you can't even find, and you do these Google searches and these Vivo searches and YouTube searches, you can't even find – the version that I'm talking about. You feel me?
Right.
Right. So it is kind of complicated. It is nice to have all this vinyl, but I think it would be even nicer if we could play it live at a digital level. That way I could truly get my mix on and maybe move into some real hip hop on some of the other shows like the Marty Smith Show or Real Talk, Real Game, or even GRX Live. I think that moving forward, because if we move toward a video format, we're going to need all that, right?
Right, right, right. They're going to want to see the skills.
They do want to see the skills. They want to hear them and they want to see them. You know,
did I lose you?
No, you didn't lose me.
Oh, okay.
These are just, I'm thinking as I talk to you, like some of this stuff can be technically complicated because you are overcomplicating it.
We'll keep it simple. I mean, first off is just to get the right interfaces for the turntables into the computer. And then once we load up what we load up or mix what we mix, then we can just play it as an MP3 back across to the people.
Well, there's also a way, again, I don't do this for these shows, but we have done it for when we started out. When we only had Real Talk, Real Game, one of the things we did was I would pre-record you, and run it that way. But I can upload a pre-show. You know, I can upload a show. But I just sometimes, again, if we try to be in the news business and on top of things, something might happen between 30 minutes between the next and the last show. So, and generally that's the case, and particularly if you look at 2016, the way these people were dropping and dying.
Right. Like I said, you know, my whole thing about 2016 is fuck 2016. Only good thing that happened in 2016 was the birth of my grandbaby, really. I mean, on a personal level, that's the best thing that happened. On a social level, I didn't get caught up in that social level bullshit. On the presidential election, we saw what was going to happen. So
yeah, we predicted.
I was kind of ready for that.
Yeah, we were ready because we were on top of it as activists. And this is kind of like what you said in the last show, the Marty Smith show, is that you need to begin to change the approach to activism so that you don't kill off your free speech and find yourself deeper into a police state scenario that it seems to be being widely accepted.
Well,
and
what
pushed.
It looks like to me, and this is, I mean, just to me on a real basic ground level, is that we're headed back into the 60s, where in a minute they're going to be out there with the dogs and the water hoses and trying to corral us, you know what I'm saying? We're going back in that direction.
So what you're basically saying is that everything is going to be like the Dakota Access Pipeline and people not being treated right. And so
right.
And it's more over-response to their simple protest to just don't F up their water.
Yeah, they just want drinking water, that's all.
I mean, it's just their drinking water, just the food water. It's just the stuff.
The farming water.
Just the stuff they wash their butt in. They just don't want to have it all messed up like Flint. I don't think that's unreasonable. And I don't think it's unreasonable for y'all to be asking that this company or these companies don't dig up our loved ones.
Exactly.
Is that unreasonable? But you see the unreasonability as it's portrayed in the media, and this is the impetus for all these shows. But certainly, as you move forward, as we move forward, okay, I think that you're going to see the narrowing of the opportunities to protest, and the response is going to be very militaristic.
I think it's already there. I think it's already there being militaristic. I mean, we live in a militarized state of being right now. I mean, I live in the hood, and the hood is militarized.
Well, of course it is, and we only have a minute and a half left before we can go full bonkers on real talk, real game. And I think we'll pick up the level of anger on real talk, real game, but reality is a bitch right now. Because I see a lot of people who just don't get it, ain't gonna get it, can't get it, won't get it, and they're so stuck in doing things the way they want to do things that they you can't teach somebody how to properly protest. You can't teach somebody how to.
Well, you know what we're dealing with is ignorance, and ignorance isn't bliss.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Bliss.
It's not bliss. So we need to further educate people to get them out of that ignorance.
I would agree with you wholeheartedly. We do need to further educate them to get them out of that ignorance. And ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to leave it right there and go on into Real Talk, Real Game. You can follow us at Real Talk, Real Game if you so like by calling 646-564-9831. 646-564-9831. Okay. We're going to end this and go right on into that. DRX, don't go too far. I will call you back.
Righteous, righteous.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a happy, safe New Year.